Today, we will read John chapter 3, verses 19 through 36. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read your word today, I pray that you would speak to us. Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to know what it is that you are calling us to do. Then, Lord, I pray that you would help us to obey. Help us to do what you are calling us to do. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 3, verses 19 through 36. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now, John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because there was plenty of water, and people were coming and being baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." To this, John replied, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete, for he must become greater. I must become less. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard. But no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. But God gives a spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son, and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." Okay. Today we continue as Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and we have a short passage at the very beginning where Jesus talks about light, and light has come into the world. Jesus is called the light of the world. He is light helping us see in the darkness, but many people love the dark. because the darkness hides the things that they do. The darkness hides the sin that they commit, the evil that is in their hearts. And so the Bible says that everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come to the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Many people live lives of sin and they try to hide it. The problem is God sees it. God knows about it even when other people don't. Even when others don't know what is done in secret, God knows. And so many people try to hide things in the darkness. But in verse 21 it says, whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. They come into the light. Those who live by truth, who love Jesus, come to the light. They stop trying to hide the bad things that they do. Instead, they acknowledge that God sees them, and they turn from them, trying to get rid of sin, rejecting sin, and trying to seek and obey God. This is what we are called to do. We are called to believe in Jesus. Believe that he has mercy and grace and forgiveness of sins. And then come to him, not so that we can continue to sin, but come to him to live in the light, to get rid of the evil, and obey God. In the next passage, we go back to John the Baptist. And John is baptizing, and some of his followers come to him, and they talk about how Jesus is baptizing and everyone's going to him. In some ways, it seems like John's followers are jealous. They're like, no, why is everyone going over to Jesus? They should be listening to John. But John the Baptist understands. And he says, I told you from the beginning, I am not the Messiah. I'm not the one who's important. My job is to send people to him. My job is to point to Jesus. And that is true for us. I am not important. I don't need to get a lot of people following me and liking me and loving me. That's not important. What I need is to point people to Jesus. They need to follow him. And I love verse 30 in today's reading. He must become greater. I must become less. And that is truly the way that we are to live. We should live in a way that we are constantly trying to make God greater in our lives, in our witness, that God is lifted up. We give God credit for everything. We point to God, not to ourselves. We become less. It's a difficult thing to do. And he goes on and kind of explains that why. Why should he become greater? Well, he comes from above and he is above all. God sent Jesus to the earth from above. Jesus is above all. He's above us. And so to try to become greater than him is impossible. It's sin to make ourselves more important. So we are constantly trying to point others to Jesus, not to ourselves. Finally, in the end of today's reading, we look again at the idea of following Jesus. And at the end, it says, verse 36, whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Because of our sins, the wrath of God is hovering over us, ready to condemn us to hell, to send us to punishment. But he doesn't want us to go there. It is our sin that he cannot stand. Jesus came to die, to take away that sin, so that our relationship with God might be restored. He takes away the shame, the uncleanness, and makes us clean before God, so that we can stand before God. And so anyone who believes in Jesus has life. But those who reject Jesus, they turn from him, they say, no, I don't believe. God's wrath is already on them because of their sin. Have you accepted Jesus? Are you following him? Are you obeying him? Have you come into the light to get rid of the evil? Allow him to cleanse you, to clean you, and help you do what's right. That is what we are called to. Lord, I pray to that today you would help us to walk in the light, to do what is right, and follow you. I pray that you would help us to lift you higher, exalt you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.